You know, one of the biggest stories going on when I was a kid was the whole John Wayne Bobbitt, Lorena Bobbitt situation. Yeah, I remember hearing about it maybe when it happened. I don't know what year that was. Probably the early 90s. 1991, 92 maybe. But, you know, I was made aware of it, and then it was just discussed all the time. You know, this wife who cut her husband's dick off. And everybody knew the details too. Everybody knew that she cut his dick off, went for a drive in the car, and threw it off into some field, and that he had it reattached. Then he went on a publicity tour. What's amazing too is, you know, people act like these internet celebrities are a crazy new thing, but you have a guy like that where his wife cut his dick off. He got it reattached. He does interviews with Howard Stern. He does publicity. I remember as a kid watching pro wrestling, and they had a storyline where there was a guy, Val Venus, and his wrestler persona was that he was a porn star. And he had some sort of feud with these Yakuza Japanese wrestlers. They were supposed to be Yakuza guys, so like Japanese mafia. And I think the storyline was that Val Venus had an affair with one of their wives. And so they set up they so like there was a storyline for a few weeks where the Yakuza guys, they were called Kaientai. Kaientai, that was the Japanese Yakuza group in WWF. But there were a few weeks where Kaientai was doing all these promos in broken English where they're like, choppy, choppy. And like swinging a katana up and down, like, we're gonna cut off your dick. And they just kept saying choppy, choppy. And then finally it came to a head on the show, and they got a hold of Val Venus. And then, you know, the WWF, they used to have this roaming cameraman who, you know, his footage looked raw. It looked almost like a home video. And if they wanted something to look really convincing, they would use that. And so they had the roaming cameraman, you know, like running through the hallways of backstage, and then like bursts into a room, and like security's with him, maybe even police. But at the very least, WWF security and this cameraman are like, they're like rushing to go save Val Venus, and like they burst into this room, and Val Venus is, he has his hands tied above his head, and I think he like like the rope is connected to something, like he's tied to something on the ceiling. And then you see his back, and then you see Kaientai around him, like swing the katana, like giving the impression that like you just watched Val Venus get his dick cut off. And then the next Monday, you know, in the next Raw or whatever, they had Val Venus come to the stage in a wheelchair, being accompanied by John Wayne Bobbitt. So he really, and that was years later. You know, that had to be at least 5 or 6 years later. So he really milked it. Like the man who got his dick cut off really milked it. But something I remember hearing at the time, but never like saw it, never knew the details, was that John Wayne Bobbitt made a porno. I do remember hearing that way back then. But at that point in time, like, you know, porn is only something that, you know, somebody's older brother has. Like, you don't have access to porn movies. Like, nobody you know, nobody's older brother, nobody's dad has the John Wayne Bobbitt porn movie. So you just hear about it, but there's no way to know what it's about. Like, they're gonna talk about that on the news. They're gonna be like, in you know, today, you know, the porno with John Wayne Bobbitt was released. Like, you're gonna hear that, but nobody's gonna describe what's actually in it. But last night I was reading about John Wayne Bobbitt just because it was such a, you know, I hate to use this word, but it is the way these things are framed now. But it was kind of a cultural meme of the time, a big one. You know, you could say the name Lorena Bobbitt and everybody knew exactly what that was. People would say, oh, she pulled a Lorena Bobbitt on him. She's gonna pull a Lorena Bobbitt on him. Everybody knew their names. It wasn't just, oh, a wife cut this guy's dick off. It's that, no, John Wayne Bobbitt, Lorena Bobbitt. You know, it's like Lorena Bobbitt became almost like the wrathful goddess of, you know, emasculation, of cutting dickies off, like the patron saint of cutting dicks off. And I don't know, it was just everywhere all the time. One of those things that was just constantly talked about, constantly joked about. And it was, of course, fascinating. I mean, it's no surprise, it's fascinating that this woman cut a man's dick off. But the whole story never made total sense to me, because I know that he was incredibly abusive. He was, you know, physically and sexually abusive to his wife. She couldn't take it anymore, so when he was asleep, she cut his dick off. But it amazes me she was even able to do it. And I don't think she used scissors. I think she, I want to say she used a blade of some kind. Not entirely sure what she used. I feel like I read she used like a razor blade of some kind, like a razor. But it amazes me she was even able to do that. Not just like cut his dick, not just like slice into his dick, but that she actually cut it completely off, was able to leave and drive. And they say too that she was holding on to the dick the whole drive. Like, she didn't, like, throw the dick in a bag and put it on the passenger seat. Supposedly, she was actually driving with one hand while holding the severed dick in the other. But, like, was there blood everywhere? Did she put it in something? Was there just blood all over her, all over the car? Because that would be a bloody mess. And that gets me, too. Like, you know, aside from hearing that John Wayne Bobbitt got it reattached, you never really hear about, I mean, I'm sure there's police reports. I'm sure this is available and I've just never seen it. But, like, just thinking about it now, like, he must have just been bleeding everywhere. Like, it's amazing he didn't die of blood loss. Maybe I need to look into all this. But I've heard about the, I've heard the story many times. I've read articles, I've read blurbs about it. And I've never heard this part discussed, which is, like, how soon did he get medical attention? You know, how quickly did the ambulance get there? Because I would think if you get your dick cut off, you would easily die of blood loss in a short amount of time. I would think just an insane amount of blood would be coming out. And then two, you know, was able to dial 911? Because, I mean, you'd just be in such excruciating, screaming pain. And then there's the fact that she was even able to do it at all. That's the thing that gets me more than anything, is that, you know, she was able to, even if he was sleeping naked, like, she probably had to, you know, he had to be laying on his back. She had to have pulled the blanket off him. I mean, unless he was just sleeping nude with no blanket on him, in which case he's a real freak and deserved it, deserved to have his dick cut off. Because other than me, like, I don't really like to sleep naked as it is. I like to be in my underwear or something, but not into sleeping naked. And even if it's the hottest, you know, hot of summer, I have to have something on me. I have to have a sheet on me. And even if it's not covering me all the way, I just need something on me. But, you know, I don't know if John Wayne Bobbitt was, like, sleeping just totally naked with nothing on him, no blanket or anything. But I would imagine, like, she would have to take a blanket off, a sheet off or something. And then, you know, she would need two hands, so, like, so she couldn't have been holding a flashlight. Like, she must have turned the light on. And then I don't understand how, like, the second she, like, started to cut into his dick, how he didn't just violently wake up and fight her off. Like, she was way too successful at what she did and got away with it too easily. Like, she left with the dick in her hand way too easily. Like, you'd think the second that, you know, one, like you think one that, like, he could have woken up, like, with her, like, getting on top of him or doing whatever she was doing, turning the light on. But then you'd really think he would wake up right away the second that thing sliced into his dick. And even though he'd be in pain at that point, like, he very easily could fight her off. Because it's not like she could just cut it off with one single stroke. It's not like she had just, like, the sharpest blade in the world. Because it doesn't matter how sharp it is. Like, if you've ever felt a dick, especially a flaccid one, especially, you know, a dick that ain't hard, it'd be hard to cut through that. You know, it just, you can imagine what it'd be like. Like, you can imagine what it'd be like to try to cut a dick off. Like, even with a sharp blade, it seems like it'd be very difficult. You kind of have to, like, saw at it. And if she used scissors, like, what scissors are going to do, they're just going to, like, they're going to badly damage the dick, but they're going to kind of, like, squeeze it. Like if you've ever tried, I'm trying to think of what sort of things this happens with, but, like, there are certain things that I've tried to cut with scissors before, and it doesn't actually cut it. It just kind of, like, squeezes it. And, like, that squeeze would be disastrous to a dick, and it would, like, greatly damage and cut it. But I think even with scissors, I don't think you'd be able just to, like, snip a dick off that easily. But she seems to have been able to do it very easily, grab the dick. Blood must have been everywhere. Even if he didn't react, like, I mean, maybe he was blackout drunk. Maybe he was just passed out drunk. But even then, I still think that the second he felt something cutting into his dick, even if it was too late and, like, you know, half his dick is gone or almost, you know, it's almost all the way gone, he's still going to fight her. He's still going to get up. Like, it just seems too easy to me. And maybe I just need to read the police report or something. But it doesn't make complete sense to me. But going back to the porn, I was reading about John Wayne Bobbitt last night, and I was reminded of the porn. And I thought, you know, and what I didn't know is, of course, Ron Jeremy produced it, and he's in it. But I was like, you know what? I kind of want to see it. Because there was a quote, and the thing I was reading, there was a quote from John Wayne Bobbitt where he's like, you know, like, I wanted to show people that my dick still works. Very important. I mean, yeah, if you're made world famous for having your dick cut off, I can kind of understand why you'd want to prove that it still works. But I ended up finding it, of course, online and watched it. It's like an hour and a half long. It's not like I skipped through it. But what's amazing is in this porn, he's got like a, he just has a limp micro penis. I'm not even kidding. You know, it's not a full blown micro penis, but it's an incredibly small dick, and he doesn't get hard. So I don't understand the quote where he's like, I wanted to prove my dick still worked. Cause if you watch the John Wayne Bobbitt porn, it's crazy. Cause it's like, it's these like stereotypical fake tit porn stars of the era blowing him. Like, it starts out, he's having like a threesome, and then, you know, they're blowing him, but his dick never gets hard, and it's tiny. And when I was watching it, I was like, was his dick always that small, or when they reattached it, did he like lose a 2 or 3 inches? You know, like watch it if you need to, but this guy is a tiny fucking dick. And I was like, I can't believe he did this. And, you know, you could kind of, you know, it didn't look like, it really doesn't look like a guy who had his dick cut off. Like, there's no obvious scar going around it. There's no, like, there's nothing obvious. It does look kind of fucked up. Like, you can kind of see where, like, if you know already that that's John Wayne Bobbitt's dicky, you can kind of see where there's something fucked up about it. But more importantly, though, just how incredibly small it was. And the fact that he can't even get hard. So I was watching it last night, and I was like, this is surreal. It's a man who had his penis cut off, then reattached, and then just these generic porn stars, like, licking his balls and trying to suck his dick. But nothing's happening. And then, like, there's various parts, because, I mean, there's, like, 4 scenes of him with women. And, you know, there's some where he's screwing them. And what it looks like to me is like, I mean, speaking from experience here, I don't like to talk about that stuff, but speaking from experience, like, when your dick is only partially hard, but you try to have sex anyway, and it's just the worst experience in the world. Just the worst. Like, you're not hard enough for it to actually be satisfying in any way for either of you. And it's just, like, dumb. It's just a dumb feeling. And so what it looked like to me is it looked like to me like maybe he got his dick just like ever so slightly, whatever, like I don't even want to say hard because it didn't look hard, but like he got his dick like ever so slightly excited, and then he's just like pretending to fuck these women. And at the very end, like it has him screwing a woman, and then like he pulls out and jizzes on her back, and his dick is completely hard there, but that's the only part in the entire movie. Like, this is an hour worth of shit where you actually see him with an erect dick. And like everything else, like every time that like women are trying to blow him and stuff, like he's not even remotely hard. It's just like this little soft, fucked up looking tiny penis. And I'm like, this is almost like a joke. Like, it's amazing he was willing to do this. I mean, I'm sure they paid him. Maybe he just did it for the money, but it's humiliating. And then at the end too, you know, sorry for all the porno talk, but this is important research. And at the end, like when it shows him jizzing on this girl's back, there's only like a tiny amount of jizz. And I wondered, like, I was like, is that a byproduct of what happened to him? Like, it's crazy he can jizz at all. It's crazy he has a dick at all. But I don't know, it made me... I don't want to say feel sick, but it made me feel weird to see it. It made me feel really weird. Not just because I'm watching another guy, not because I'm watching John Wayne Bobbitt porno, but it just like the sight of his dick, like actually producing semen, I just found really disturbing. But anyway, I just had to see. I was like, you know what, like. And that's the whole reason that porno was made. The whole reason that porno was made was so that people could see John Wayne Bobbitt's dick. Like, I don't think anybody watched that to like, oh, it's porn, I'm going to jack off. I don't think anybody watched that to be aroused. No doubt somebody was. Somebody jerked off to it. But that porno wasn't made so that people could jerk off and be aroused. It was made just so that people could see John Wayne Bobbitt's dick to answer the question everyone had. And it's like the perfect guy got his dick cut off. You know, most guys got their dick cut off. Like, one, they wouldn't do a publicity tour. They wouldn't put their name out. They certainly wouldn't want anybody to see their dick. But the guy who famously had his dick cut off was like, I want everybody to see it. I want people to see porn stars licking my tiny, limp, weird dick. So it's like the perfect guy. And then, yeah, apparently he started a band too that had the name was some sort of pun. The name was a pun about like having your dick cut off. So he just owned it, you know, he just went with it. Granted, like, it gave him attention and some amount of money. But it's amazing. He was like, yeah, you know, I'm the guy who got his dick cut off. That is who I am. That is my identity now. Just no shame, no, you know. And I heard too, I think I heard that they patched things up. Like, they didn't get back together, but if I remember right, no, what I read was that, because they got divorced, of course. I mean, it's funny that you even have to get legally divorced at that point. Like, the second the wife cuts the husband's dick off, that should be considered the legal divorce right there. But I read that even after that happened, and even after they got divorced, that apparently John Wayne Bobbitt like sent her Valentine's flowers and shit. Like, he continued to basically send her like love letters, and which is crazy. Just a hell of a guy all around. And then he like beat other women. Like, even after getting his dick cut off by his wife for beating her and raping her and doing all sorts of shit, like, he continued to do that to women. Like, he didn't learn his lesson at all. It's like, you'd think having his dick cut off would be like, hey, you know, maybe I shouldn't beat women. Sure enough, he kept doing it. But yeah, that was one of those big, you know, it's a sort of thing that, like, you know, weird things happen now online. Not that weird things happen online, but like weird things happen in the world, and then, you know, people talk about them extensively online. It becomes, you know, almost like a household word for the day. But then people move along much quicker now. The John Wayne Bobbitt thing went on for years. People were talking about that for years. It's like, you know, O.J. Simpson just died. And, you know, he, of course, killed JonBenet Ramsey. And that's all anybody talked about for years. Decades, even. You know, that one didn't really ever die out completely. It was just a big story that people just continue to talk about all the time. Now people move along, like crazy stuff like that happens, but people move along very quickly. There's, I don't know if it's more of it is happening or just, you know, people hear about it, they learn everything about it. People make jokes about it. People talk about it constantly, and then they just move on to the next thing very quickly. At the very least, people are aware of much more that's going on now, which is one of the reasons they move on. But the Bobbitt thing, yeah, like there were certain events in the 90s, I remember, that just stretched on. I mean, they were, like, jokes were made about them, like, you know, movies made jokes about them. Weird Al, you know, in that, when Weird Al did a parody of that Crash Test Dummies song, he had a lyric about John Wayne Bobbitt, Lorena Bobbitt. And people continued to find it funny. People continued to find it interesting, you know, I'd say up until the 2000s. But yeah, it was a weird experience watching that porn last night. Because, yeah, there was nothing arousing about it. And the only reason anybody would watch it, including me, was what does his dick look like? What does that dick look like? But yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, apparently he could get erect because, like I said, at the end he was erect. Only at the very end, though, because every other time, like, yeah, like I said, it was just his dick was just completely limp no matter what was going on. And then just at the very, and maybe there's like an arc. Like I said, I skipped through it and had the sound off. So maybe there was like a storyline to it. Maybe the story is like, this is a man who got his dick cut off and now he can't get hard. But eventually he does. Which is kind of like the plot to Deep Throat is what I'm thinking. You know, that old porn movie, Deep Throat, the plot is that this woman can't orgasm. And like she goes to a doctor who of course screws her. But she's a woman who can't orgasm. And then they discover that her clit is in her throat. And then so it hence Deep Throat. So maybe the John Wayne Bobbitt movie is like a story about a guy who got his dick cut off, now he can't get hard. And at the end, he's finally, it's happening again. He's succeeded. I don't think so. I doubt that's the plot. There's even one part where John Wayne Bobbitt is, you know, getting down with two women and he's completely limp. And then Ron Jeremy comes in the room with another woman and starts screwing her like on a bar stool while John Wayne Bobbitt and these two other women are on the ground. And I'm like, this is just so weird to watch. It's weird to watch old porn like that in general, because that's the stuff that I caught glimpses of growing up. Like, that's the sort of porn you would see back then. You know, very produced, very unnatural. And, you know, all porn is fake to some degree. Like, even the amateur stuff, all of it is performative. All sex is fake. Everyone's faking it when it comes to sex. You know, that old porn where it was like ultra fake, like even the poses and stuff, it's interesting because, I mean, it's real sex. People are actually having sex, but, you know, everything is just so staged. Even like the poses they're in during sex are interesting because, you know, they're not positioned naturally at all. It's not the way people actually have sex. So, like, the whole thing was very stylized. And what's funny about that is that was, you know, most people my age's introduction to real sex. First time you ever saw anybody having sex, of course, was through these old porns. But yeah, you know, events though where people just obsessively talked about them, jokes were made repeatedly. Like you saw this in, you know, if a comedy movie came out during a certain era, you'd see where they'd reference events like that. And it of course instantly dates, you know, any movie that came out at the time. But like you see this now where things are dated much more quickly. You know, it feels dated to talk about something from a month ago now. And I'm not exaggerating. You know, sometimes something from last week feels dated. You know, even though something happened relatively recently, just the number of things we're aware of and how many things are happening. And the fact that, you know, we go from like one important thing to the next important thing. You know, it just means that everything feels dated almost instantly. Like a story like John Wayne Bobbitt, if it happened today, yeah, Twitter would be buzzing about it. He might hop on a podcast. Maybe he'd even make some amateur porn movie. He would go on to YouPorn or whatever website, Pornhub. But people would move past it very quickly. You know, like once in a while, someone might be like, oh yeah, remember that guy got his dick cut off? But it wouldn't have the same lasting effect. You know, Bobbitt wouldn't be the household name that it is. Because things like that do happen today. Like there's crazy shit that happens all the time today. Nobody remembers the name of the person. You know, it doesn't usually enter into, you know, the cultural lexicon. It's just basically something somebody's talking about that day.
This land is mine. God gave this land to me. This brave, this golden land to me. And when the morning sun reveals her hills and plains, I see a land where children can.